This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. 2 months ago, before the coronavirus pandemic transformed the world, I met in Manchester with a man named Mukhtar Ido. He was born in Somalia, raised in Kenya, and has been advocating for refugees in New Hampshire for about 15 years. Ido brought me to this squat brick building on Spruce Street. Inside, at the time, the walls were stripped to the studs. On the unfinished subfloor lay piles of discarded wiring and other construction debris. Ido described how soon this space would be brimming with locally harvested fruits and vegetables.
We anticipate here to be our main operation center.
Ido runs a program called Fresh Start Farms CSA, which connects refugees with an opportunity to use their skills as farmers here in America. This space will be their first store.
This would be our main door. We'd be selling food here, community room there, a bathroom, office space for our program manager, and then we'll be going down the other side of the building where we anticipate to have additional operations.
Even during the pandemic, Fresh Start Farms CSA currently has more than a dozen refugees working on farms in Concord and Dunbarton. One goal of the organization, says Ido, is to connect people with the foods they need locally. The other goal is to help the farmers themselves.
A lot of our communities, depending on where they are from, have faced trauma back home. This is a safe environment in which the organization that facilitates the process is led by someone of a color.
Ido says some of the Somali refugees he works with live with traumatic memories of the civil war there, having family members raped, killed, or taken away from them.
So how to move from that to a whole different life is difficult. And the way to do that is people open opportunity for them.
Ido says that opportunity is more than just economic. He says it's socially and psychologically beneficial to feel control over your economic future, but also to be in a safe place where you can talk to people who may have experienced similar traumatic events.
When you're at the farm, talking to people like you, staff that speak your language, feel somebody's taking care of you, you don't concentrate on the past, you concentrate in the future.
That holds true for Isho Mohammed of Manchester, who began farming in the States more than a decade ago. She spoke through an interpreter about her experience leaving Somalia and first going to Kenya.
Back home, when we fled from the Civil War, a lot of us were farmers. Some of our farms were taken away by force. We lost the farming because our family's living depended 100% on farming. Going through the trauma of taking your property by force affected my life, and coming to Kenya, there was a freedom, as we have here.
Mohammed says she never expected to be part of a program that would help her earn money and help her feel a sense of ownership. COVID-19 has now created new challenges for the state's refugee population, as some struggle to access unemployment, health information, or remote education. But when we caught back up with Mukhtar Ido with Fresh Start Farms by phone, he said his farmers are doing okay. They're still doing the essential work of growing food.
That environment of them becoming busy with something that will have a better outcome for them kind of alleviates the depression of thinking life that they may have gone through in back home.
Ido says he's given his farmers masks and gloves, and he's advised them to practice physical distancing as they work. Earlier this month, Fresh Start Farms announced it sold out all its summer shares, setting the stage for a busy summer for Isho Mohammed and other refugee farmers. Unless something changes, Ido says the new store on Spruce Street will be ready to open to the public next week. Peter Biello, NHPR News.